around to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shown. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, home.
That's exactly what he did on the Hard Part 6. He rapped about this nigga is taking his fake information. I told y'all this on Family Matters when I said, you digging for dirt, you should be digging for proof. I got pictures of the fucking little girl all in the fucking video plastered on the wall. I'm fucking playing with this dumb nigga, and he's going for it.
Wait, let's go back. Let's go back to that dumb nigga. Just hear it, though.
I'm playing with this dumb nigga, and he's going for it. I'm the most lit nigga in the
game. And that's like with the ER, though. I'll get to that in a minute.
Damn, y'all mad, and there's no skeletons in my closet. I'm not no fucking pedophile. Stop. That's the only thing y'all niggas know that could fucking end my run is me being, and it doesn't exist. Stop the bullshit.
But do you,
Mr. Lamar, you hit your girl because she's bigger than you. You put your hands on your girls. You've been engaged for years. You're not married yet. You living in New York. She's not. Let's talk real shit. All this 11-year-old daughter shit y'all talking about, and he released it right after the Family Matters. It's a better record. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
We didn't say it was a better record. We said Family Matters is probably the best song in this whole.
It ain't no probably, nigga. It's the best record that's released in this entire beef.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Cause you said
hey, check this out.
You said that Kendrick Lamar is overrated.
Bro, yes.
Where's he overrated?
Tell me he's overrated. I'm the only person in the world who thinks Kendrick Lamar is overrated.
No, because people think Drake is overrated.
What are you talking about?
Because people think Drake is overrated.
So wait.
I'm asking you specifically what makes him overrated.
He's overrated to me because
what makes him overrated?
Bro, but it's my opinion. What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm asking you. So we can't have a contextual conversation.
I'm saying what makes him overrated. I'm about to tell you.
You just keep saying, yo, he's just overrated to me because I don't like him. Tell me what makes him overrated to you.
I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
He's overrated because a lot of people think he's number one.
A lot of people.
I just compared him to Kawhi Leonard.
He said his opinion and said a lot of people.
Bro.
Go ahead.
What the? Wait, listen, bro. Listen.
Because you said this is my opinion and you said a lot of people.
Bro, because this is my opinion. I see a lot of people with him and I think they put him.
What do you think?
I'm telling you, this is what I think. Wayne, what are you talking about? Like you.
Hey, so. May 3rd is going to go down in history. We already know that. Probably the best Friday in hip-hop history. In hip-hop history ever. Ever. You knew where you was at. That's one of those. I didn't miss a damn thing. I heard every song. We was there locked in for every drop. Every drop. Whether it was text messages. Or sending them through the DMs. Bro, niggas was locked in. I have 6,079, 642, 69. You a nasty. Hey, when I tell you, I had so many group chats. I was going from one to the other. If it wasn't my personal group chat, then it was the Breaks Radio group chat. If it wasn't the Breaks Radio, it was the Pi Fam. If it wasn't the Pi Fam, like, nigga, at this point, nigga, my work emails, my work group emails, niggas, K-Dot drop, Drake drop, wait a minute. Like, we was locked in. And for a minute, didn't it seem kind of funny that after, remember the whole AI situation? That was wild. Isn't it funny how that shit just stopped? There was no more leaks. There was no more AI reference tracks. None of that shit. It just stopped. It seemed like niggas said, move out the way, let these niggas go. Right? We over here celebrating. It's not a secret about that, right? But you just heard Maul. You just heard whoever that young nigga was who never gave his opinion. Because he said everybody else's opinion, but it's still his opinion. It's much more. I don't know why this L is this emotional. I've never seen niggas this emotional. Like, not maybe the closest was the Pac and Big, maybe. But we didn't have internet like that. So it was like we couldn't. These niggas are upset, bro. No, these niggas is going off. Like, niggas is hollering, yelling. Come on, man. It ain't, I swear to God, it's not that. A security guard got shot in Toronto at Drake's crib in the chest. Niggas is coming up. Yo, look at the conspiracies, right? Drake set that one up. He set that one up. That's going to help him. And Joe Budden predicted it. And then the other one was, look at the influence of K-Dot. Because, you know, his store got vandalized as well in London. Then you had the security guard getting shot. So Drake has been having a bad week. And we are only going in. Well, when you guys hear this, it'll be Thursday. Today is Thursday if you're listening to this. We still in the beginning of the week. It's only Tuesday right now as I'm recording this. Nigga, this is the worst I've ever seen Drake down. Here's the thing, though. See, I'm a Laker fan. And often by other fan bases, they look at us as delusional fans of the Lakers because we expected to win a championship every year. Yeah, that's right. They say we're delusional for thinking that we can win a championship every year. A winner's mentality is totally weird in this world. And I get it. So that's cool. And here's another delusional fan base. You got the K-Dot stands and you got the Aubrey stands. The K-Dot stands, most of them right now, is probably sitting down from crip walking all goddamn day. Yeah. Right? And then you got the Aubrey, you know what I'm saying, the Drake fans. And look, some of them were reasonable. Some of them were actually, like, nah, he lost. And then what you just heard was the mother niggas. The ones that, yo, if you just take, if Drake wasn't even a part of this, I think them niggas will still have an issue with K-Dot. I've never seen no shit like this before. And this is why this is going to go down as one of the biggest rap beefs of all time. I think this is going to, don't get me wrong, Pac and Big, that was two coasts. That was the East Coast, that was the West Coast, the two biggest coasts. We have two important cities. It was mainly L.A. versus New York. And we see how that ended. And I told Cash, though, I said, I don't like where it's going anymore. Because I think they're going to try to, like, it's a tough situation now because the more and more time goes on, we just keep getting more information revealed. Not about the gossip, not necessarily about the gossip, but the fact that, you know, there might be a situation where Universal is like, yeah, we need K-Dot to, you know, take those words back because we're losing a lot of money. Damn. You know what I mean? The powers that be, the OG gatekeepers, whatever the case may be, that's what K-Dot is up against. And I'm listening to the Aubrey's, the Aubrey Angels, and they telling me it's weird. Because they nigga been on top, 10 plus years straight, bro? He owned the Summers. You know, he helped out everybody. God's plan. It was God's plan. You know what I mean? And that's their guy. And that's cool. I got a couple. I told you, you know, when it came to Hotline Bling, Crody, I'm locked in. You know what I mean? It got real bad, and I'm like, this is going to be K-Dot against the machine. The Aubrey fans were saying everything that we thought Kendrick was going to go through. They thinking this whole time he's the underdog. You know what I mean? What they never could actually tell me or explain was the downfall of his fan base. I mean, again, you don't get to 10 summers straight of being that guy. You know, you went on a Golden State 73-9 type of run. Yeah, you did. You did. And it seemed like nobody could escape your fan base. Right? And then now you fast forward and we're here and people are questioning, or well, not too many. I'm questioning, yo, where's his fan base? I'm seeing a lot of people's, oh yeah, y'all see how LA is uniting together, all kind of hoods and Oakland. Hey, come down here, Oak. Come down here to Bay Area and LA, just holding hands and skipping and shit. You know what I'm saying? Phoenix came over. Vegas, that's still up in the air. We don't know about Vegas, but I mean, Vegas is right there. It's not, niggas walk across the street to Vegas. But yeah, the whole coast was just like, you know what I mean? And then something popped in my head. I'm like, yo, why isn't Toronto backing up Drake? Like how LA, you could feel the support though, right? Pause if needed. But you felt the support from LA. You knew that we wasn't siding with nobody. Bro, let me tell you something. There's not going to be no question. I don't care if I'm a fan or not, bro. When a nigga come from Compton, South Central, Watts, Inglewood, whose side you think I'm on, bro? I don't care. Drake is what? Top three? He up there. Taylor Swift, Beyonce, he up there with them three. And then everything else is a drop, a separation. And that's a hard pill to swallow when, like, you know he is that guy. But when this one come out to play, it's like his voice go down a little bit. But I will say this, no, that for a fact, yo, Mace, Deanie, pull up a chair, bro. You got to respect Drake because he swung back. It was kind of like that scene in The Wood where he smacked Stacy. that was Family Matters, maybe, right? And then after that, it was cool because we stole Game 5. That's what happened. K-Dot stole Game 5. But you heard the aggression, though, dog? Like, niggas... No. Aubrey fans, y'all got to understand something. Y'all the only niggas that's... Yo, shout out to Harrison. I'm gonna have to remember his podcast. I'm gonna look it up. But he, you know, he had an episode, right? Man, you niggas is, and I look at y'all are intelligent. Y'all are intelligent, man. To see that type of 8 more than 92. That's the name of the podcast. Yeah, I think I met him through King Germ. You never know what you're going to get. Me, nigga, you know. King Germ is like, let's just get back to it, man. These niggas was emotional, though. This was a battle, bro, between two artists. I don't look at Jay-Z no different. I don't look at Nas no different. Them niggas fought each other and somebody had to lose. And that was it. The funny thing is like they care too much about. All right, here's the argument, people. If y'all don't know, the argument is that Drake said he planted some information for K-Dot to get, right? And K-Dot bit and, you know, they made up the whole daughter and shit. Like, the whole Gone Girl movie shit is killing me. Because that's the first thing that they had. Matter of fact, the fans addressed it before Drake addressed it. He said, if I got a daughter out there, can you please bring her back, right? He hopped on that so quick. And I said, nigga, in my head, I'm like, bro, you skipped over the whole petty talk? You worried about this Gone Girl movie? And I said, wow, man. Now, look, dog, I'm not about to go through all those old videos and shit and stuff like that. You could determine what you want to believe or not, right? That's what I'm not here to argue. I'm not here to argue at all, really. I was really amazed at the think pieces and shit like, but they broke this shit down. You know what I'm saying? Not like us. That's a crazy track right there. That's the first track that I've ever seen go classic instantly. Like that. Like I don't think we've ever seen maybe Let It Burn by Usher. Huh? Maybe Let It Burn? Like, soon as that track dropped, you didn't have to listen to it all the way through. The first 10 to 15 seconds, you just knew it was. You don't come across too many songs like that. That is wild. And he played them at his own game. And I'm still baffled. I'm still baffled because I'm like, I knew Drake was going to be ready for this. I knew, you know, but I didn't. Now, from the gate, I didn't think the memes and shit was going to work. That's being corny. That was corny before niggas even thought y'all was going to go at it again. We knew that wasn't going to pop off. You know what I mean? But that's part of his strategy. You know what I mean? And he's into it with all these other cats. And they, oh my God, he's fighting everybody by himself, though. You know, they was really concerned about his health. You know what I'm saying? Throw this nigga a Medipack. You know, he needs some help. Somebody jump in. 21, where you at? 21. Yeah. And like I said, because of the field being against him, I'm thinking like, damn, that's kind of like the field against Drake right now plus K-Dot. That's like having two of the best players on the same team, so neither one of y'all going to get MVP. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, they made great points. Like, well, he has to battle all these people. And I'm like, and I'm thinking in my head, in my less emotional head, did we ever think about, like, what actually happened between these niggas for them to be mad at him like that? You know? I mean, I know it looks crazy because when you see a crowd of people versus one person, you're like, damn. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with all them people? Leave that person alone. But they never say, damn, what did that nigga do to them? And it's wild, but I don't care, you know, because I got him up over them easy. If I got to go put in, send some money to Vegas, I'm definitely putting some money on Drake. See, the weekend, that's a tricky one because that nigga, he going to sing at you. And he make 80s cocaine R&B music, pop music at that. So that shit might be a challenge. It's unorthodox. He like a southpaw, you know. But when it comes to now, see Ricky Rose, that's gonna be a tough opponent because that nigga production is gonna be, you know, that shit gonna be top notch. It is. It's just that niggas don't care about him that much no more. You know who we really don't care that much about? The nigga that's trying to bait Rick Ross right now. We really don't care what that nigga has to say. And I think, because this is the second art. Let me tell you something. There's two artists that we've had, that he was supposed to be on that monument, but he's not. That belongs to K-Dot and Nip, and that's it. Ain't nobody else. Y'all could put Dre whatever y'all want to do. Ice Cube is my personal favorite. You know what I'm saying? And Snoop obviously is an icon across the fucking universe. But when I tell you, if there was a army we had to put together and we had to have two people to lead that, everybody falls back to those two. That's off top. And that's because that's just not music, right? But anyhow, let's get back to it, man. It got pretty emotional. And I was trying to figure out what the hell was going on. They was really breaking shit down. I'm talking about all the way down. They they were so convinced that KDOT was lying about everything, they never one time thought, well, maybe Drake might be lying too. They never thought that. And I can understand why, especially if you are a right brain, the right side of the brain type of person. It's hard for you to get to that left side and say, you know what? Maybe both of them are lying. Like, they really, really, Forensic Files broke this shit down to make sure we understood that whatever KDOT was supposed to do, he didn't do it correctly, and that Drake was really, really, really rapping. That's what was told. And I, like, again, I was there on Friday. I witnessed history. We're all a part of this history. We were live tweeting. This you know what this reminds me of? OJ getting chased. That's what this reminds me of. That was a moment. Niggas was outside by the freeway, looking towards the freeway. Go OJ. These niggas took time. They heard this nigga was on the loose, and they went to go make those goddamn wrestling, signs saying, go Juice, go. Oh my God. Go listen to my episode, Vintage Viral Moments, bro. This is it. Cat Williams told us. And this nigga KDOT, it's hard for them not to like us. It's hard for them not to, they really want to, right? Because even if they don't want to be real about it, the backhand compliments is phenomenal. Phenomenal, nigga. Like, this shit is so good. Nobody has called this trash. Which at the bare minimum, you're going to get you're going to get a backhand compliment. Bare minimum, right? So, and again, I still don't understand why they're so upset. It's just a battle, bro. Because they would be, I know how they be hooting and hollering when it comes to Drake. Whatever achievement he got, whatever he does, whatever song he dropped, whatever. Them niggas, they love his lifestyle. And the crazy part is, niggas would admit, hey, that nigga is corny, but he makes the music. And I'm like, I got ears. Not all of it is for me. I'm not going to lie. I want to fake it like some of his fans. It's some of his fans. You niggas think y'all have the identity of an underdog. And I am shocked. Because the one thing that y'all complained about, you know, let's go back to it. KDOT takes too long to drop. Now he's dropping a lot. You got a lot. You know that's a lot from KDOT. All quality, too. I think 616 is something special. That's one of those. That shit was even released different. It wasn't even on YouTube at first. That shit was. No, I don't think it's on YouTube. I think he released it on IG. That was solid. That was cool right there. But I don't think anything is gonna get better than Euphoria. That is something special, man. I don't want to get into, like, ranking them motherfuckers and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because we not, that's just, I don't even want to do that. I will say this whole moment is got to be number one, though. This got to pass the Bad Boy Death Row. It has to. Because it's still unfolding. And this shit has been broken. This shit has been on CNN. New York Post. They got professors breaking shit down. It's a lot going on. They played Not Like Us 18 minutes after it released at a pool party where Rick Ross was at. And you could tell, I'm looking through the videos and stuff like that of the, you know, the reaction to it. You could tell in the beginning, I've never seen no shit like this before. In the beginning, you could see people like they stopped. They bopping because the beat, right? They bopping because the beat, but they're listening to what he's saying. So then, nigga, an hour go by. They didn't had all kind of, and the dope thing is, K-Dot took all the copyrights off, so niggas can make money on it. To the, you know, the reaction videos. It was a guy who was saying that he's made over six figures before, prior to this. He said, but it's not about me, because he said, I had record-breaking shit, you know, doing my reaction video to this. It's the smaller channels who now have a large following because they followed and they spoke on his beef with the reactions. So that was dope. That was dope. Hey, man, nigga said, yo, event, you know, we felt like in the beginning it was like Aubrey was going to get a point anyway for responding. That's what it looked like in the beginning. Okay, maybe it didn't look like it to y'all, so let's not argue. Hey, I get it. I get it. But it was funny, though. It was definitely funny. I don't want to talk about the strategy. I don't want to talk about the chess moves and stuff like that. I just really wanted to talk about how, where it's at, where I think it should go. And I'm still questioning niggas' emotions. I don't understand it. Because to me, I ain't going to even lie to you. It didn't have to go that far. K-Dot said it at the end of Euphoria. If we leave it on this... Well, if we leave it on this surface, we can just leave it on this surface. Because this is a surface that J. Cole could have, you know, participated in. But that nigga's out there skipping. That nigga's probably somewhere and you know, the nigga probably out here going to Universal Studios or some shit like that. No, you still punked out. You know what I'm saying? Because you wouldn't have jumped out if you're going to get your props. But just know, you still punked out, though. Shout out to Cole, man. She's somewhere living it up. But yeah, man, I truly don't understand why niggas was that mad to the point where it just, I don't know, dog. I ain't never seen nothing like that. The reactions. Friday night was something special. We went live. Matter of fact, the Breaks Radio went live twice within a couple of days because it was just the track reaction. Like, everybody was involved in this. My wife don't care about none of this Marvel Universe shit that K-Dot and Drake has created over the years. She don't care about none of this. She don't care about none of that shit. But she was invested. Invested. This was everywhere. Hip-hop owned the world for at least three to 4 days straight. Like, Brett Favre, I'll let you know when I'm retiring, type of kidnapping. Yeah. We were stuck. We were stuck. Cats, you can ask cats. Like, they wouldn't even get work done. They didn't want to miss. And then there was people that did miss it. And like, hey, man, don't fall asleep. Don't, no, you can't. You had just had to be there. It was so much going on. In the midst of all this shit, this nigga Jim Jones got robbed. Not robbed. He got into an altercation at the airport. This nigga fighting people on the escalator and shit like that. This nigga get jumped. And niggas do not care. They didn't care. We didn't care about nothing. And I could tell both fan bases did not get no sleep. And then when somebody did fall asleep, I was seeing people online saying, man, I fell asleep. When did this happen? When did it? Not me. Not I. Not I. We was in that war room. Yeah, it was a time, though, man. It was a time. But y'all got to explain yourselves, man. What is going on with y'all, bro? Why are y'all so upset? No, seriously. I didn't even want it to go this far. I wanted them to keep it on the surface. Why? Because... Man, I feel like, I ain't gonna even lie to you, I feel like Drake is protected or whatever. That's a machine behind him. They're gonna make sure he's straight. People got too much money invested in that guy. I didn't think that shows you that the culture spoke then. And I'm sorry if y'all feel like if y'all got Drake in the culture, cool. But nigga, y'all have never seen this. And now y'all trying to turn it into like an assassination or something like that. Like, y'all really like him like that? All we said, dog, like, I think it's Drake run is unprecedented, but nigga, it's two niggas that he just shouldn't battle. That's it, bro. Technically, it's three, but the other one is an OG. I don't think anybody can fuck with Jadakiss at all, right? But when it comes to Pusha T and K-Dot, niggas is asking us, like, yo, how would you know if we never seen them battle? Dog, I think that's what I think that's what K-Dot was trying to explain to you niggas. That only thing on the right side of the brain is that Drake is probably going to be one of the biggest competitors in rap battle. They going to say that. Even though when you look at the niggas that he went up against, I don't know about some of them fights. But this was basically this is what I was trying to say. K-Dot was saying about the culture is like some shit you just know. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many references have, like, 12 Cal said, he was like, yeah, man, he's like that kid in the back that's quiet with the hoodie on. Everybody know not to mess with him. Again, we never had an example. Maybe we got an example before we graduated, right? But prior to him going off or snapping off or something like that, you just knew not to fuck with the nigga. Leave that nigga alone. And then, to me, it's some cats. I mean, when you say battle tested, all right. I mean, maybe y'all could be correct and like he never been battle tested, but the nigga stayed battle ready though. So, and we seen what his battle ready was, and we felt like because we actually listened to his music, yeah, for all the niggas that said they don't want to sit there and figure it out and shit like that, which was trying to rush the nigga or whatever, but they was trying to rush a nigga that they didn't necessarily listen to anyway because they said he took too long to come out. So they, I don't know what the complaint is, right? But, duh. It's just a culture, bro. You know what it is. Leave that nigga alone. Pusha T showed y'all. He's been picking on Lil Wayne his whole dog. Leave them two niggas alone. That's all we said is you can't beat them two in a battle rap. We didn't say nothing about no sales. We didn't say nothing about no women, no who sell the most records, who got the most money. None of that shit. We're not talking about none of that. We just talking about battle rapping. And then the battle rap, yo, shout out to the Rap Roundtable, man. I've been on a Rap Roundtable for at least a month now. Every Monday, man, them cats is, yo, outside of the Breaks Radio, the Rap Roundtable, that's where you want, that's hip-hop over there. Jesus Christ, there's some hip-hop over there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mace, shout out to Dini, shout out to Sin, and definitely shout out to the point guard, my guy, Mr. Jar. You know what I'm saying? They do a phenomenal job over there. So check them out. I know they go live on YouTube every Monday. I want to say 3:30 my time. So it's 6:30 their time. Tap in with them, right? So I'm just holding it down on this side of town and stuff like that. And I'm like, the excuses that I was hearing, dog, I couldn't rock with it, man. I couldn't rock with it. It was like, man, hey, niggas is still talking about lies, facts and stuff like that. Like, if it's all lies, then you lose. I'm like, yo, when did we start checking and doing all this? All you niggas is editing the rules now. Yo, when that nigga went up against Push, that's the first time I ever heard some niggas say he may have went too far. I'm like, what? So you know, and then K-Dot told the nigga, he said, bro, you better off going back and battling Pusha T because it's going to get much worse over here. And it did. It did. Because he put a towel on him that's dog. He put a cold towel on him. He did. And that's the thing, though. That's what they're mad about. Because they're like, yo, if none of this is real, hey, man, look. One side is going to say, look, these niggas are going to say, hey, the nigga planted some information. His dumb ass went to go get the planet information, and it's all fake. And then the other side is saying, this nigga's getting his ass whooped, that he had to throw something out there. Like, we planted that information. Look, I'm okay even if it's wrong. But if you're going to sit up there and say it's wrong because y'all planted it all of a sudden, like, you would have came out the gate. Don't you think you would have came out the gate with it? Y'all could go online and just look at all the videos that break that shit down. Here's what I still don't understand. The emotional part. I'm just happy we got a banger. That loss does nothing to Drake. He's still going to be up there. And whatever he dropped next is going to be great. They saying he should just drop an album, just straight rapping, no singing. And you know that's going to be good for his fan base. Let's just say that, right? This is what I didn't understand before I get up out of here, though. What I didn't understand was, this is what I didn't understand about, they complain about breaking down Kate, you know, breaking down the lyrics. They just want, just add water, music. I get that. Microwave, fast food. That's what type of music they want. Simple shit that they're going to dance to. And some people just still don't know how to dance. That's not my problem. But here is the problem. Here is the problem. This whole last week, all them niggas did was break down bars and double and triple and quadruple entendres. That's all they did. This nigga K-Dot and Drizzy gave us homework. They gave us homework. Niggas was going home and taking out scratch paper for this shit. But I remember y'all saying, I think Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers is back in some popular music list. I didn't even look at it. And it's even some Easter eggs in that album that kind of came to fruition in this battle. But, I mean, y'all didn't want to go listen because y'all didn't want to break anything down. Y'all just wanted something real simple. That's all y'all want. Y'all want some shit that's real basic. Y'all want EBT rap. That's cool, man. I have a lot of EBT rap in my phone. I do. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, look, nigga, I'm a 41-year-old Los Angeles hip-hop fan. I wouldn't say head, but hip-hop fan. And nigga, the hip-hop culture raised me. You know what I'm saying? So I could have this, that, and third all on my plate. You know what I'm saying? And I get it, you know? And it's funny because it's like, they get offended if we call a nigga the boogeyman. And look, if you don't think he's the boogeyman for, like, killing reasons, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got to have bodies under his belt type of shit. I mean, after the control verse, I'm not sure. I don't know, man. Maybe y'all be wanting too much, dog. Maybe I'm not being fair. You know what I'm saying? But I thought, you know, even if you don't think it's that, right, you got to consider him the boogeyman because the nigga just, he goes dormant. Remember, y'all are upset, are critiquing him of dropping albums, you know what I'm saying, and they are all spread it out, and y'all complaining because he's not dropping enough and he's not dropping the music that you don't want to break down. I totally understand that. Duh. I totally understand that. That makes so much sense now. So, BBL Drizzy, though, that bang. And look, I can't sit up here and not and not wait. You know what? I'm gonna play a little bit. I don't even know where we at in this show, but I'm gonna play a little bit of this
on the Not Like Us record, but also with the Mustard joint on. It seemed like he unified California and got him talking. Now, my personal take on it: California finally got something to say. All right, Cali, I appreciate y'all. We really do. I fuck with California. Y'all niggas ain't had nothing big. This is the biggest song that y'all had since the Dougie, since Cat Daddy, and since Sweetie put out My Type. All right.
Is that true?
This is the biggest movement to come through there since they filmed Coach Carter with Samuel L. Jackson. All right.
What?
Yeah. I see why y'all happy right there. And I can understand what it is.
To be honest, my nigga. Hey, look. See, and when KDOT, I always tell the Rap Roundtable, like, when it comes to New York hip hop, like, y'all niggas is y'all West Coast racist. And what does that mean? It's like how black people say how white people look at them, you know what I'm saying? And have that prejudice, you know, bigot type of vibe. We still kinda get that from East Coast niggas. New York mainly, right? We still trying to all our lives we've been fighting, right? And so when KDOT was like, what he understands is that it's a lot of niggas that don't really like us. And if y'all at the beginning of the episode, you heard Maul. That nigga was upset. That nigga was mad.
But, and this is finally, and it's a dark-skinned nigga that made the song. So, niggas feel cool about dancing. Kendrick put out a song for all the gangsters to pop their coochies to, for them to go out there and start dancing and do all this. Because behind closed doors, what the niggas don't want to tell you is they was out there doing the Tootsie Slide, trying to act like it was funny, playing in the round, doing their spare time, like, ah, niggas doing the right slip slide. But y'all niggas was dancing to the Tootsie Slide.
See? See, not as a Kendrick fan, I don't know what y'all was doing when y'all was listening to his songs. I don't even know. I told shout out to Tahoe. I told that nigga I'm not listening to Meet the Grams in the dark. I'm not listening to that shit. That shit is eerie. Does it have any replay value in the car? No, we already know that. But it was for the battle. Stupid. I don't care about playing this on a Saturday, and I'm going to pick up some fast food because nigga, it's just right. My window is down, and I'm probably playing Not Like Us loud, or some little Rucci, you know what I'm saying, or some Jay Worthy, or some Jason Cash, some Nana. I might be playing one. My West Coast playlist is crazy right now. Hit me up if you want that, by the way. Well, maybe y'all don't want it right now. I don't know what y'all be doing when y'all be listening to KDOT. I don't know. Yes. And when I do play, I do have, you know, one of my favorite Drake tracks, I don't even know the name. I forgot. Let me look for it. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I'm gonna look for it right now, man. And I put it on my R&B list, too. That's the crazy part. So for this song to make my R&B list, you got it. That's love right there, right? And I'm actually play it. Where is that? Come on, man. Oh, there you go. Come on, Drizzy.
Yeah.
It's top three for me.
Hey. Feeling young, but they treat me like the OG. And they want the team on me.
That's why these bitches nosy.
Said he put some money on my head. I guess we gon' see. I won't put no money on this.
My niggas owe me. That is, yo, how could you not like Drake? See, that's the thing, Tahoe. I like Drake. I just don't think he could beat Kendrick in a battle. I like Drake. I just don't think he could beat KDOT in a rap battle. See, because Harrison, I actually like Drake. I just don't think he could just beat him in. Come on, man.
My niggas owe me. I gotta be single for a while. You can't control me.
One of those traits
in a race, they can't hold me. And I show my face in a case, so you know it's me. Imitation isn't flattery, it's just annoying me.
And I talk about it. Hey, man. Why the hell are they doing drive-bys in Toronto? That's crazy. And then I heard, yo, the nigga that Tahoe was talking to, he said, nah, nigga, this shit happened all the time. Yeah, Crody, this shit happens all the time. Right? No, the only reason why I'm saying that is because I think it's crazy, for one, that it happens all the time. Two, them niggas were so upset, they actually said, this is Kendrick's fault. And I said, damn, y'all. Them niggas got guns past customs to shoot three times? That's wild. That's wild. But hey, look, remember what happened earlier in the week is the weekend manager got shot at. Out here, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, it's a correlation between the two. I don't know. But if that nigga, if y'all saying K-Dot did that, you got to call that nigga the boogeyman in. That's wild, nigga. That's wild. And then, you know, like I said, a store in London got raided. I don't like it, all right? I know y'all hear me, and it sounds a little... The sarcasm is elite. I learned this shit at like 7, right? But truth be told, I didn't want it to go this far. I mean, the fan base don't want to address itself. That's not my problem. But it's crazy how I didn't think K-Dot would be able to do it. This nigga shifted the culture a bit. You know what I'm saying? And y'all can go back and forth with the arguing about what's real or not. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, okay. This shit ain't going to make no difference. Everybody felt it. Pause. We all felt that. We all felt like that W was going to, you know, to K-Dot. But I never would think that the fans... The ones that I know was trying to spin it to make it look like one of the biggest artists in the world is an underdog. That's wild. I didn't know y'all knew that there was that many K-Dot fans. It's wild. Really, right? You know what I'm saying? And that was a smart-ass tactic, though. I mean, but you got to understand that I don't think there's anybody that would go against K-Dot on the West Coast. Maybe... There's one nigga that's itching to start dissing somebody that I wouldn't put it past him, but that'd be weird. Yeah, man, I don't know, bro. Like, where do we go from here? I think it's done. I think it should be done. You know what I'm saying? And if apologies started to come out, I respect it. Hell, y'all let J. Cole apologize. You might as well let them niggas apologize too. And I think let bygones be bygones. You know, nigga, the damage is there. Whether it's an apology or not, if we get a "We Are the World" type of ending, nigga, the damage is done. You know, nigga, that chunk that Pusha got out of his you know what I'm saying? This one was, that's a scar that you always gonna see. Both of those cards are going to be there. But that nigga got that on his resume, though. He got that on his resume, so I can't. That nigga been through some cold battles. He got Meek up out of here. That's impressive. That nigga at the and Meek at one time was a max player. And he got that nigga up out of here. That nigga, hey, and I think coming off that type of W, that nigga like, yo, nigga, what's up? But nah. Nigga, you ran into the Spurs. And then you ran into Golden State. Chill, my nigga. Chill out. Just those two, though. Just those two. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, man, I hope none of the allegations is true. And guess what? Yeah. If the allegations is true on Kenny's side, dog, that's a fucked up situation, bro. Niggas is going to look at him different. We don't have to. Yeah, we're going to have to. Automatic. Well, let's not be hypocrites about it, right? But if they not, I mean, well, all right, cool. We ain't got nothing. y'all really concerned about like the baby and his fiance and the nigga stay in New York and he eating y'all pizza, that cardboard pizza that y'all love. Y'all get to fold it. I know we got the same ones out here. Big ass slices of pizza. You got to fold them motherfuckers. It's like three pieces in one. You know what I'm saying? And it's greasy. Yeah, we know. Y'all battle is with Chicago, and that pie shit over there. We're not here to do that, Baylor. We're not here to do that. But yeah, man, I mean, dog, I don't know where we go from here. I don't know if y'all think it's still gonna be emotional about it. Y'all shouldn't be mad over a loss like this. Or you know what? Maybe it's not a loss. Maybe it's just we think he won and y'all think he won. And let's just leave it at that. I'm cool with that. But you know. Let's just leave it at that, bro. Niggas is arguing. Like, why is niggas arguing? I ain't gonna say the last song, because the last song y'all love. And y'all was like, well, why do y'all think he's giving up? Because, nigga, you've always done that. You've done that before. Everybody has done a thing where they say, go ahead, we already know what you're gonna do. I say, I know you got 10. But no. Because you had said, I can't even find that timeline. The nigga said, nah, you're not running this time to, man, you really got it birthed. You really got it birthed. That nigga said you got it birthed out. Like, yo, man. Oh, man. I'm not going to lose no respect from y'all. No, that's not lose a respect type of thing. It's just, I'm going to remember this moment. Because as long as you and I keep in touch, you know what I'm saying? Just know, I know, you know? So that was a good battle, bro. That was a real good battle, man. Shout out to Drake, man.
And the dirt that they threw on my name turned to soil and I grew about it. Time for y'all to figure out what y'all gonna do about it. Big wheels keep rolling.
I'm outside.
29.
Hey.
G5.
Hey.
Seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace.
Okay.
But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me.
Come on, Drizzy.
And I'm still here outside. Front line.
Okay.
Southside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. Psst. I see dead people.
Nothing on that beat.
Nope. Hi. Mustard on the beat, ho, depot, any rap, nigga, he a free throw. Man down, call an ember lambs, tell him breathe, bro. Nella nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me, fuck them all and they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton.